Shalom and welcome to the Eli Lookout. This lookout is named after Elias Sayag of blessed memory, one of the founders of the Rimonim settlement. To familiarize yourselves with the view, you can use the panoramic map in front of you. On the horizon to the south, on your right, is the city of Jerusalem, and to the north, on your left, is Mount Kohav and the settlement of Kohav HaShachar. Looking straight ahead to the east, you can see the city of Jericho and the mountains of Moab that loom beyond it. Below us is the Jordan Rift Valley, which is part of the Dead Sea Valley, stretching from Turkey to Eilat. The song playing in the background refers to the city of Petah Tikva. And you may therefore ask yourselves, how does this song relate to the place where we are now standing? Let us take you on a journey back 3,000 years. The people of Israel left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and after 40 years of wandering in the desert, parted from their deceased leader Moses. On the hills of Moab in front of you, Joshua succeeded Moses as the leader of the Israelites. After the miracle at the Jordan River, where the water stopped flowing and allowed the Israelites to cross, they arrived at the forted city of Jericho, located in the valley below us. Here too, as written in the book of Joshua, a miracle occurred where the city's walls collapsed. The city of Ai was the first city the Israelites fought on their own without divine help, but much to their surprise, they lost. Some kind of lottery was conducted to find the reason as to why they were punished. The blame fell on Achan, who looted from the city of Ai against Joshua's instructions and the word of God. Achan was then sentenced to death by stoning in a valley by Jericho, which was named the Valley of Achor. Some believe that the Valley of Achor is located here in the valley below you. Now, let us return to the story of the song. In the year 1877, Yoel Moshe Solomon, one of the first builders of neighborhoods outside the walls of Jerusalem, decided to fulfill a lifelong dream: to establish the first agricultural settlement in the land of Israel. He established a foundation and offered people from the old city of Jerusalem to join in his mission. Following the proposal of the Turks to sell lands near Jericho, Solomon headed on an expedition that arrived to the Valley of Achor. Here they found good land and plenty of water from the Ujah spring that passes through the valley. They decided to call the settlement Petah Tikva, inspired by the prophecy of Hosea, "And I will give her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope." The phrase, door of hope, is Petah Tikva in Hebrew. After a long process, the Sultan nullified the deal because too many foreign subjects were involved. Yoel Moshe did not despair and continued his search for land on which to build an agricultural settlement. He found it not far from Jaffa, on land of the village of Umlabis, and again called it Petah Tikva. The settlement of Petah Tikva in the Achor Valley never materialized, but its name is proudly carried by one of the largest cities in Israel. Directly below us is an ancient road called Tariq Abu George. The road was paved by the Jordanian army during the War of Independence in 1948. It served as the main route for their army on the way to Ramallah and Jerusalem. The Jordanians named it after an Irish army officer who had joined their army and served as a commander in the engineering corps. He was nicknamed Abu George, after the name of his son, George. In the Six-Day War in 1967, after intense fighting, the Israel Defense Forces were victorious and returned these biblical lands with their deep historical ties back to the State of Israel. As part of the settlement and security policy in this region, the Alon Highway was developed, connecting the road from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea Road with the community of Male Ephraim and the Jordan Valley. On February 8, 1977, the Rimonim settlement was established here, preserving the name Sela HaRimon that is mentioned in the Book of Judges. We wish you a pleasant and enjoyable trip in the nature and tourism sites of Benjamin.